Okay. So, the Tevila on Shabbos. So, the Gemara says, you don't tovel on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av. Well, if tefillah was on a mitzvah, you do. But since let's assume we passed an already, tefillah was on a lav mitzvah, means the mitzvah to be with the husband. But it's not a mitzvah per se to tovel, so we don't tovel on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. It seems pretty clear in the Gemara that you do tovel on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But the Mordechai suggests that it's taloi on the machlokes, whether tefillah was on a mitzvah or tefillah was on a lav mitzvah. So he says if tefillah was on his mitzvah, it's docha Shabbos. If it's not mitzvah, then it's not docha Shabbos. So here we have a big machlokes. So here we have tefillah Bilel Shabbos. So what goes on? So, if you hold Vila Bizmana Mitzvah, then it's definitely Motzer Tovel on Leil Shabbos. Vila Bizmana is a mitzvah. But we don't hold that way. We already saw we don't hold that way. If Vila Bizmana Lav Mitzvah, then is Mechadish the Mordechai. Well, Mechor. Then says the Mordechai. It is Asur to Tovel on Leil Shabbos. Why? Because Tefillah Bizman is not a mitzvah. If it's not a mitzvah, it's not Docha Shabbos. However, says the Beis Yosef and the Trumas Hadeshen, they say it's still mutter. Even though tefillah b'zman is lav mitzvah, it's still mutter to tovel on Friday night. Why is it mutter to tovel on Friday night? So here we have two explanations. Says the Beis Yosef, because there is no iser to tovel on Shabbos at all. Meaning, who cares if it's mitzvah or lav mitzvah? There's no iser to tovel on Shabbos. Mehechi tasi, there should be an iser to tovel on Shabbos. So there's no iser to tovel on Shabbos. The and he brings a proof. The Gemara says that it's mutter tovel on Shabbos. Let's think of that for a second. Says the Trumas Hadeshen, because it's a mitzvah pru urvu and simchas ona. It's still a mitzvah to be with her husband. So the Beis Yosef says it's no mitzvah, but it's okay to tovel on Shabbos because there's no iser to tovel on Shabbos. You're allowed to breathe on Shabbos even though there's no mitzvah. You're allowed to touch your nose on Shabbos even though there's no mitzvah. So you're allowed to tovel on Shabbos even though there's no mitzvah. And the Trumas Hadeshen says there really is a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah of toveling. The toveling itself is not a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah to tovel, so you can have the mitzvah of peruvu and simchas ona. So, what does the Mordechai think then? Why does the Mordechai think that now we have to say why does the Mordechai think it's Asur, right? If the Gemara says that it's mutter to tovel on Shabbos, right? Then what's the Mordechai thinking? The Mordechai says, if Vila B'Zmana is lav mitzvah, then you can't tovel on Shabbos. Why not? The Gemara said in first mutter tovel on Shabbos. It's usser. What if you buy a new new drinking glasses? Are you allowed to tovel them on Shabbos? No, because it's like fixing. It's midrabanan like fixing. So how are you allowed to tovel on Shabbos if it's midrabanan like fixing? The Gemara says, near ekemekar, it looks like cooling off. It just looks like bathing. If I tovel my drinking glasses, that looks like fixing. If I tovel myself, it just looks like I'm taking a bath. And taking a bath on Shabbos is fine. So, what's the possible problem? So the so what's the problem? So here we have a couple of answers. Well, let's just see the answers that most people say. Suggest the Trumas Hadeshen and the Shach. Suggest the Trumas Hadeshen and that's what's quoted by the Shach. Because nowadays, Minag Ashkenaz, I think most of the Sfardim also by now, is that we don't bathe on Shabbos. Everyone knows that the latest Ashkenazic Rishonim write that the minhag became not to bathe on Shabbos. Once the minhag is not to bathe on Shabbos, if you then go to the mikvah on Shabbos, it looks like fixing. Because since we never bathe on Shabbos, why would you be going to this pool of water on Shabbos? It must be to fix yourself and fix your halachic status, and therefore it seems like fixing. So, kevan dinohagu shalo lirchotz the Shabbos. Everyone knows the minhag not take a bath on Shabbos. No one takes a bath on Shabbos. Therefore, nire kimetakin in tikvul. Right? If you went to make the time of the Gemara when the minhag was to bathe on Shabbos, it looked like she was bathing. But now the minhag's not to bathe on Shabbos. If she goes to the mikveh, it looks like she's fixing her halachic status, and that's like fixing, and fixing is like a malacha.
He's saying that Maris Ayin means Doche Peru.
Not Maris Ayin. Here, by Nira doesn't always mean Maris. Nira doesn't always mean Maris Ayin. Sometimes Nira refers to Maris Ayin, but sometimes Nira means it seems like a malacha. Like when we say Nira Kimavashal on Shabbos, it doesn't mean Maris Ayin people think you're cooking. It means it seems like cooking. Something that seems like cooking is usur because it could lead to cooking. Something like seems like fixing is usur because it could lead to fixing. So it's not Maris Ayin, it's Gzeira.
So we still say that would be
Doche. Yes, and that would be Doche Peruvu. Again, it doesn't mean someone should never have kids. One night of Peruvu. Yeah.
Haven't we seen other times where
we
try to move, we'll switch whether to count earlier or we'll switch things around so that she can.
Okay, but he's being machadish that this Isser is more chomer.
Explain again what Nira means, it's not a problem.
Nira doesn't mean Maris Ayin. Nira means it seems like fixing. What do I mean by this, by Maris Ayin? Maris Ayin means you shouldn't do something that'll look like an avira to people. Right? You shouldn't do something that'll look like an avira to people. Here the problem is different. In the old days, whoever went to the mikvah on Shabbos was just like bathing on Shabbos. They couldn't ask for going to the mikvah on Shabbos because bathing was mutter. Nowadays, the bathing is usur. Whoever goes to the mikvah on Shabbos is doing something that's only and obviously for the purpose of fixing their status, of improving their halachic status, of making something non-useful into something useful. And therefore, since no one bathes on Shabbos, but they go to the mikvah, which is specifically to make something useful into something non-useful, they might be confused and do other things that make something useful into something not useful, and do malacha. Okay, it's a chiddush, because the Gemara didn't aser. We're going to say now we aser, but it's a chiddush. The Gilgan Maharsha suggests another answer. He says, Kevan dinahagu shelo lirchotz the Shabbos asura litbol mishum haminah. He says, you skip the middleman. Since the minhag now is not to bathe on Shabbos, she can't tovel on Shabbos because it's against the minhag not to bathe. Okay, the Raivit says something else, but this is very difficult. It says the Raivit and the Bali and Nefesh. He's obviously not explaining the Mordechai. He says, we'll put this in parentheses because it's tricky. He says, E Efshar Mizaher Mischitas Seyar. There's no way she can go to the mikvah without ending up doing schita on her hair, so it's obviously all sorts of schita. The right is very difficult because the Gemara didn't worry about schita, so why is the right worry about schita? So the Raivit, I'll put in parentheses, is a little difficult because he doesn't explain why the Gemara didn't worry about it. But the two explanations we've seen explain, in the days of the Gemara, the minhag was to bathe. So it was mutter to tovel, even if it wasn't a mitzvah. Nowadays, since the minhag is not to bathe, There are two possible svaras to aser toveling. If it's not a mitzvah. Number one, now that it's aser bathe, whoever tovels is doing something that's obviously an act of tikkun. And tikkun is aser, it's a gzeirah on Shabbos. And number two, whoever tovels is violating the minhag against bathing. Okay.
How does the minhag go?
I wasn't there, but somehow it must have developed.
I don't know, it was like, I think you said it was aser.
It's a minhag. But eventually a minhag becomes a halacha. Right? It's quoted by the Magen Avraham Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos.
And so that's the what the rabbi's saying.
That the rabbi, they say nowadays. The funny thing is the rabbi doesn't sound like anything changed nowadays. The rabbi sounds like just, well, obviously you can't tovel on Shabbos because you'll for sure wring your hair. It's like, why aren't Chazal worried about it? Okay, unless what he's saying is that, what you're saying is he's the same as number two. That's the main reason for the minhag. Okay, could be.
Wring your hair is like this.
Wringing your hair is only Mr. Drabanan, and therefore we don't make Xera Lixera. But the post from right, you can have a minhug that's Xera Lixera. A minhug is allowed to make Xera Lixera.
So the
right
saying it's
the mitzvah. No, the right, I'm not sure what he's saying. He's just saying you're for sure going to squeeze out your hair. So that's not Xera, you're for sure squeezing out your hair. We're just not sure what he meant. Like, who says you're for sure going to squeeze your hair? So the Efshar, the right, it's strange, right? I don't fully understand where he's coming from, and none of the Achronim talk about it. Okay, now, there's more to say, but this is good enough for now. Let us see how we, by the way, the difference between 1 and 2 is the topic of the Shach, Sifkat and Aleph, which the Gilyon Arsha argues on, says the Shach, if she's a suffix, whether or not she tovel properly or not, and she needs to tovel again Friday night, then it's Motzer Rimonisha. Because if she toveled already, then she's tahor and she's not fixing anything. And if she didn't tovel yet, then it's necessary for the mitzvah. And the Gilyon Arsha says, no. Even if she's tahor already, it's against the gzera. It's against the minhag. Okay, but Lamaisa, let's figure out how we pasuk. What are the three options? Let's see the three options. Three options of psak. One. Is that the Mordechai? Aser litvol the Shabbos. Two, like the Beis Yosef. Mutter litvol the Shabbos. Three, like the Trumas HaDeshen. Mutter litvol the Shabbos. Im by Mabair. Right? Trumas HaDeshen is mutter because it is a mitzvah. Mitzvah for Rabun Sifas Ona. Obviously, there's only mutter if her husband's in town. If her husband's out of town, then it would be usher. So there's a difference between Beis Yosef and Trumas HaDeshen. Beis Yosef would matter to feel on Shabbos even if the husband's out of town, because there's just no isser. Trumas HaDeshen would say, no, I hold there is an isser. But it's mutter for the sake of the mitzvah of sleeping with her husband. So then it's only mutter if her husband's available to be slept with, if the husband's in town. If the husband's not in town, then it would not be mutter. Let's see how we paskin. The Mechaber says absolutely nothing whatsoever. If the Mechaber says absolutely nothing whatsoever, L'chora, how does he hold? Then it's mutter across the board. He doesn't say anything, right? So this is L'chora Shitas HaMechaber. He doesn't say anything about what night you can tovel. L'chora, he says it's fine. But what does the Rambah say? Umuteres litbo b'lel Shabbos in lo yachla litbo kodim l'kein. We'll mention that. We'll get back to that in a moment. She's allowed to tovel Leil Shabbos if she couldn't tovel before then. If her seventh night, mikvah night, turned out to be Leil Shabbos. V'davkin b'ayla be'ir avol v'lav hachi aser. That's accepted by all Ashkenazim. The next part is not. This is the Rambah. She's allowed to tovel on Friday night if her husband is in town. The clear deal, because if her husband's not in town, she's not allowed to tovel Friday night. Why? Because there is an isser of toveling Friday night. It's only nidche by the mitzvah of sleeping with her husband. So if her husband's in town, she can tovel. And if her husband's out of town, she cannot tovel. That's the accepted halacha l'maisa.
That's the Trumas HaDeshen.
That's the Trumas HaDeshen. Right, it's only mutter for the mitzvah of sleeping with her husband. Not tevilah is not a mitzvah. The mitzvah of being with her husband. So if her husband's in town, she can tovel, so she can sleep with her husband. If her husband's on a business trip and not coming back till after Shabbos, I mean, obviously he can't come back on Shabbos, right? And not coming back till after Shabbos, then she cannot tovel Friday night because there's no mitzvah purpose. Yes?
For whatever reason, they're not having Tashmish, so then does that
If for whatever reason they're not having tashma, it's an interesting question. We said last time there was also a mitzvah to tovel for shar krevos. The question is that a big enough mitzvah to permit tevila on Shabbos for shar krevos? Lemaisa, first of all, I mean, they should generally try to be together on the mikvah night. They should generally try to be together in the tefillah night. But Lemaisa says the Shachri, and if you've gotten Gimel, you can evil tovel on Shabbos for shar krevos. So he says if the husband's in town, even if there's no biyam mamish, they're only going to have shar krevos, it's still a mitzvah to tovel. So lechora, she can tovel Friday night, even if, let's say, for some reason, I don't know, they weren't be able to be mishamish mamish on Friday night, she could still go to the mikvah Friday night to permit shar krevos. Okay. If you're a chassid and you would not do shar krevos without tashmish, then lechor, she shouldn't go to the mikvah Friday night. But the shach assumes that even without tashmish, there's still a mitzvah of shar krevos, and therefore you would go to the mikvah Friday night. Yeah.
I feel like there's room for someone to argue that if we're going to allow tefillah on the Shabbos for the mitzvah of the owner, maybe you could allow that for like owning Shabbos as well. Like, what's the?
I mean, what owning Shabbos?
I mean, like if someone wants to, I don't know, take a bath on Shabbos because he's sweaty, I don't know.
No, that's not as big a mitzvah. The truth is that, okay, we're not learning Hilchos Shabbos now, but Lemaisa, if it's a big mitzvah, we would permit bathing on Shabbos. But that's only for mitzvah, not for oneg. So maybe that's not exactly the same. No, I mean, whatever, there's a hierarchy of mitzvahs.
With hot water?
No. The truth is that's not true. For a real mitzvah error, we would permit even for hot water, with hot water if necessary. If it was heated, heter, etc. But then it gets complicated. Yeah, the Rebbe Eger in some Shinchavav or something, if I recall correctly, who says even in hot water, assume it was heated, heter, etc., we permit for a mitzvah. Again, if the mitzvah needed hot water. Not if it's a mitzvah because it's too hot outside and you're going to overheat, then obviously we wouldn't permit hot water, only cold water. But if it's mitzvah because the person's, you know, too cold, then we would permit even hot water if it was heated after. But okay, we're not doing Hilchos Shabbos now.
So one small point, the mikvah water
could be... So hold that. You know what? Can I just do that in 5 minutes? Okay, we'll get back to that in a second. That's obviously the very controversial Pesach Tshuva Sifkatan days. But first, let's finish the Rambam. Says the Rambam, this is the accepted psak. Again, we're Ashkenazim, I know what Sfardim say. Motor lipo b'shabes in b'ilo b'ir. However, the Rambam says, that's if she couldn't have told beforehand. Right? Let's say, what do you mean she couldn't have told beforehand? The seventh day didn't come until Friday, right? Mikvah night was Friday night. You can't told before Shemini Atzeret end. What if she could have told beforehand, she just didn't? So, here we have an interesting machlokas. Tainach, let's accept that you can tovel if b'ilo b'ir on Friday night. And now it's gonna. I'm not gonna follow this chart anymore. It's too complicated to put this into this chart. You'll just have to do the bal peh. But let's assume. We assume muteres litbol bilel Shabbos in b'ilo b'ir. But what if she could have tovel beforehand? What if she could have told beforehand? What if she could? Or, no. Let me say that a little better. If mikvah night is Friday night. Okay, that's going to be our assumption. But what if mikvah night was Thursday night, Wednesday night, Tuesday night, etc., and she's now going late? What if she's going late after mikvah night? Was earlier in the week and she is toveling late. I think toveling is a fair word. We've done much worse. She is toveling late. So here, the Beis Yosef brings down a big three-way machlokes rishonim. The simple pshat, of course, is that it should be mutter. We paskin that the mitzvah of being with her husband is doche the small chash iser of toveling Friday night, which is either based on a minhag or just based on a chiddush svara that based on the minhag the halacha changes because it looks different. But those are all chidushim. So the simple pshat that it should be mutter. It's still a mitzvah to sleep with her husband. So what? It's too late. Better late than never, right? And, meaning, it's the same mitzvah of Puruvu and Simchas Ona, whether her tefillah night is tonight or her tefillah night is last night and she missed it. Either way, it's the mitzvah tonight of Puruvu and Simchas Ona. So it should be Motzer Tova. That is the simple shot. And that's what the Rama says and the Darkei Moshe says. Mei Iker Alpi Din. Darkei Moshe. B'makom She'ein Minhag. Meaning, if there's no minhag and you keep the din, equals alpi din. What does makom she'ein minhag mean? Makom she'ein minhag means what's the din? If there's a minhag, there's a minhag. But what's the din? He says, mutter. And the svara is obvious. What's the svara? Svara is obvious. Right? Is mitzvahs pru'urvu ve'ona. Who cares if you're late or not? Someone mitzvah pru'urvu and ona. It's not like if you miss mikvah night, there's no more mitzvah of ona. Of course there is. Better late than ever. As a matter of fact, now you're in a big rush. Okay, however, there are two other opinions. These are not in order of Qumran Kula. The other opinion is the Sefer Ha'agar and the Maharil has a tremendous chiddush. Sefer Ha'agar and the Maharil says, nope. Asur. It is Asur to toll Friday night Shalom Bismana. And here, there's a big chiddush why. Look over the reason why is, and the Bach explains the reason why. What's the svara? The svara, says the Bach, you have to change up everything we said, against everything we said so far. Against that whole chart. Right? Unlike our flow chart, svaras take a totally different path on the flow chart. The svara is that this is what the Bach says, Kai Milan. It's a big fish. It is a very big fish. Kai Milan, Fila Bismana Mitzvah, Fila Chain, Muteris, Litvol Bishabis, Rock, Kishotoveles, Bismana. This is a totally different way than we said. We would assume that tefillah was on a lot of mitzvah. No, maybe the Agur holds, is what the Bach claims, that we really pass in tefillah was on a mitzvah. Like, remember which Rishon that was? Isaac, which Rishon was it? Like Rabbeinu Chananel. We pass in tefillah was on a mitzvah. I mean, it's not crazy, it's Machlokes Rishonim. And therefore, we pass in it's only mutter to tovel on Friday night if it's tefillah was mana. But he's making an assumption that mana tefillah was on a mitzvah means it's only a mitzvah of bismana. You might have said, it's a mitzvah of bismana, and subsequently, he says, no, it's like Chris Mila, the ikar mitzvah is bismana. It's only a small mitzvah, it's not a full mitzvah after the bismana. Okay, we paskin tefillah was on a mitzvah, just like Chris Mila. There's a zman the eighth day, which is docha Shabbos, and if you do it late, it's not docha Shabbos. So to tefillah bismana mitzvah, the zman is docha Shabbos, if the zman is not docha Shabbos, that's a tremendous chiddush. That's a tremendous chiddush that only mizmana is docha Shabbos, not after zmana.
What Shabbos is a docha? I mean, what is he going to say as the iser?
What?
He says also.
Oh, what's he going to say the iser is a great question. The truth is the Bach really makes it sound like, not like anything we had on the board, like he thinks that the Gemara admits that it's also tovel on Shabbos, and all the Gemaras that were matur were only if it's mizmana, because it's a mitzvah. And he has a totally different way of reading the Gemaras. That's what I said. It's really not like this chart. That's the second sheet. The third sheet is the Trumas Hadeshen. What does the Trumas Hadeshen say? And the Darkei Moshe thinks it's a minhag in many places. Says the Trumas Hadeshen. He says that im haya efshar la litbol
Lifnei Kain. Asura. Im lo haya efshar lalitkol lifnei kain muteres.
Notice, this is not the ugger. He doesn't mean if mifnei kain. Like, practically. If practically she could have told before him and she was a posheya, right? If she should have told Wednesday night, Thursday night, and she was just acting improperly, then she can't total on Friday night. But if she was just, she was sick, she wasn't feeling well, she had her sister's chasana, like there was some excuse she'd been told before, and then it's mutter. What's he assuming? He's assuming that really tefillah is mutter on Leil Shabbos, but only if necessary, not if you were negligent. We can't be override Shabbos if you were negligent, only if necessary. What's his svara? His svara is that the mitzvahs pruvu the ona is docha Shabbos. Again, what do I mean docha Shabbos? I mean docha this very, very small Shabbos from Isra and Shabbos. Rak hecha ditzarech lidchos velo hecha dipasha. That makes a lot of sense. Yes, it's more important than Shabbos. I mean more, but it's not chil Shabbos. It's just some very small Shabbos Isra. It's more important than this small Shash Isra on Shabbos, or this Minig on Shabbos, to tovel for your husband. But that's only when you have to, right? Like all other things, if we're docha something for a mitzvah, it's only if you have to. If you could have gotten around it, then you should get around it, right? So if you have to tovel Friday night, because your mitzvah night was Thursday night and you were sick, then it's override Shabbos. But if you didn't have, you could have tovel Thursday night and you were just lazy, then it's not docha Shabbos. If you were lazy, you have no right to override Shabbos. Only if necessary that you can override Shabbos. So it depends if you had a good excuse or you didn't have a good excuse. So if mikvah night was Wednesday night and she was sick in bed till Friday, then she had a good excuse. She could total Friday night. But if mikvah night was Wednesday night, Thursday was Wednesday night, and she was just didn't want to miss her TV show for two nights and didn't go to the mikvah. When I was a kid, you have to watch TV shows at the time of your broadcast. Then that's not a good excuse. You should have told beforehand. You have no right to be compromised Shabbos just because you made a bad decision. That's the svara of the Trumas Hadeshen. Let's see. There's one actually interesting detail, Machlokas Shachan Bach, within the Shita of the Trumas Hadeshen. There's a Machlokas between the Shach and the Taz. What if her husband was out of town and didn't come back till Friday? Is that considered a good excuse or a bad excuse? On the one hand, it's a good excuse. She didn't know she had to tovel till Friday night. Her mikvah night was Tuesday night, but her husband was away and just showed up Friday. Is that a good excuse or not? On the one hand, you say it's a good excuse. She didn't know she should go to the mikvah till Friday night. On the other hand, you say that's a bad excuse. She should have still gone to the mikvah.
No, but it's still the machlokes if you're supposed to go at all, your husband never has.
Lechora in those, it could be that in those days they didn't have the minhag of the shadim yet. I don't know. Or it could be that they were comfortable with knives under their pillows. It could be, the minhag doesn't seem to be that old. I don't remember exactly how far back it goes. But like a lot of minhagim, you know, it's only, saying Parshas Aman on Tuesday of Bishalach, you know, which only goes back in writing about 20 years.
Ellie's point, I think the Bach holds that even if she was netinsar and couldn't go to the mikvah before.
No, but the Bach still has an opinion within the Trumas Hadeshen. He doesn't hold like the Trumas Hadeshen, he holds like the Ugger, but he still gives an opinion within the Trumas Hadeshen, just for the sake of theoretical.
Right. Okay.
The Bach holds, who cares? Either way, she can total Friday night, if it's not a mikvah night. But he says, according to the Ugger, she could have. She could have. Here, we have an interesting machlokas. What if her husband was out of town? If Baal showed up on Friday, is that a good excuse or not? Is that called ones or pshia that she didn't total Friday night? Okay, that's a machlokas. The Bach and the Shach say, the Bach doesn't paskin this way, it's just within the Shita. The Bach and the Shach say that's called ones, it's not her fault. The Taz says that's called pshia. Okay, you can see that going both ways. Let's see which of these three Shitas we paskin like, by the way. Okay, who paskins like which Shita? The Bach Hoskins, like the Sefer Ugger, he says, again, he was speaking theoretically in that sheet. He says, if it's not this mind, you can't tovel. Doesn't matter if you have an excuse or not. The Shach Hoskins, that there's no issue at all. Don't worry, it's just a minute of the Alma. And the Taz Hoskins, nope, it depends if you're Onus or Pshia. So if you're totaling late, the Shach and the Ram and the Darkei Moshe, the Shach and the Ramah say, if there's no minhag, totally mutter. There's no, it makes no difference about later on time. The Bach says, like Sefer Ugger, if it's late, you can't. Tough luck. And the Taz is like, that just depends if it's your fault or if it's not your fault. If it's not your fault, then Tovel on Shabbos. If it's your fault, no Hetzer Tovel on Shabbos. Let's read the Ramah now. Now we're ready to read the Ramah. Says the Ramah, V'im haya efshel lipol kodem l'kein, but if she could have tovled earlier and didn't, don't shahaya acher leida, like it was after birth, and some people just waited a long time after birth more than they need to, oshel haya bayil be'ir baba erev Shabbos, or her husband was out of town. And then her husband shows up on Erev Shabbos, meaning she didn't tovel because her husband's out of town. This is clearly assuming, like this is what the Taz is saying against the Shach and the Bach. Okay, I should put the Ramah there too. The Ramah assumes that's called Pshia. That's called she could have told earlier. So her mikvah night came earlier. She just, after childbirth, she was waiting a while, or her husband's out of town, so she was waiting a while. So it's her Pshia. She could have told earlier. Then, Yesh Omer Shasra Litbol, some people say it's Asher Tovel. V'chein Nobu Mixas Mekomas, and some places have that Minhag. Avol Mokim She'en Minhagim L'Hachmer, if there's no Minhag, no need to be Machmer. So the Ramah says that this is Ramah in some places. The minhag of some places, he doesn't have anyone who says the minhag is that it's usher l'gamrei, but he says the minhag of some places is to be machmir if she could have told earlier. The chein nagu with sas bekomos, but if there's no minhag, then you shouldn't be machmir. Okay, so what is our? Are we the sas bekomos that a minhag depends if she could have told earlier or not? Or are we a place without a minhag when there's no need to be machmir at all? What are we? So, the without getting into all the details, says the Shach, okay, the Shach agrees with Dina, but he says it depends on minhag. So what is our minhag? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, our minhag is not to be machmir at all. He says, our minhag is not to be machmer at all, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Still, one should try to avoid the situation of l'chatchila. Right? But the Chachmas Adam and the Aruch HaShulchan both say, they say, we don't have minhag l'chatchmir. In our countries, we do not have the minhag l'chatchmir. Therefore, clearly the chachila, a woman should try to avoid tovling on Shabbos unnecessarily. But, lemaisa, if, bidyeved, if a woman didn't tovel, even if she was a, she was negligent, lemaisa, she could tovel on Shabbos because our places don't have a clear minhag, and if you don't have a clear minhag, then you can tovel on Friday night, like the first opinion.
Is the Ramah not saying the same thing as the Shema Sedesh?
What do you mean?
Meaning we have three Shitas on the board, the Darkei Moshe, the Sefer Ugger, and Shema Sedesh. The Shita saying that if it was Efshar L'Litbol, then it's Asur. Isn't the Ramah saying that?
That's the first opinion there are, right? What is the first? That if it was Efshar L'Litbol, then it's Asura, V'chein Nogu, it's Sas Mekolos. But then he says, but if there's no Mokum She'ein Minhag, Ein L'Hachmir at all. Right? So he's bringing down two minhagim. A place that is the minhag of the Truma Sedeshin should follow the Truma Sedeshin. But a place that has no minhag should just be Mako Lagamri.
Seems like he's like at the beginning of the Ramah saying, he would say that in the Taras Lidbo Leil Shabbos, in Lil Yacha Lidbo Kodamai. And then again, he starts saying like another sentence. Like
you're right, meaning that first sentence sounds like the first, sounds like this opinion.
Right.
So I would say that first sentence just leaving it to this opinion that, what I'm saying is this, I think this is the structure of the Rambam. If she couldn't have told beforehand, then Hashem, she can told Friday night. What if she could have told beforehand? Then there are two different minhagim, this and this. Okay. That's the way I'm reading the Rambam. Okay. Now, so halacha l'maisa, we say it's okay. So before we continue then, and okay, I skipped a few details, but it's getting to that time of the year when we have to skip a few details. One very, very important issue. Mickey raised his hand before, and I told him to wait 10 minutes, and he understood that 10 minutes meant 20 minutes. He knows me already. So, hold on a second. Didn't I just say that it's usher to hold hot water on Shabbos? Now, keep in mind, we're not learning Hilchos Shabbos. Now, let's briefly review Hilchos Shabbos. Okay? Brief review of Hilchos bathing on Shabbos. The Gemara says it's usher to bathe in hot water on Shabbos, as a dina de Gemara. Why? They made that zero because of which kind of bad people?
The Balonin.
The bathhouse attendants. Because, again, nothing with Balonio mikveh attendants nowadays. The Balonim in those days were businessmen. They ran a bathhouse for business, and they wanted to make money. And, unfortunately, sometimes when people want to make a lot of money, they lose sight of what we learned in the Parsha yesterday, where money really comes from. And, just like in the Parsha yesterday, right? When did Hashem tell us to keep Shabbos? When he explained to us where Parnassah really comes from. That's when he told us to keep Shabbos, because keeping Shabbos makes a lot of sense if you know where your Parnassah really comes from. So the bathhouse attendants didn't know where their Parnassah came from. They thought it came from their own initiative. And therefore, they had trouble with the Nisayim and Shemir Shabbos, and what would they do? They would sell a lot of tickets to come bathe in hot water on Shabbos, telling everyone that, of course, obviously, come on, don't you see, I have a picture of the Baba Sali on the wall. All the water is heated before Shabbos. And they would light the fires and heat the water on Shabbos to make sure the customers were happy and would come back next week. So because of that, they made a series of zeros, and in the end, they asked all bathing in hot water on Shabbos. Okay, that's an accepted tzak, bein l'ashkenazim, bein l'sfardim, on Shabbos at least, also to bathe in hot water. What we mentioned here about the minhag, etc., mikvos in those days had cold water. Cold water, there's no certain shas to bathe in cold water. Just a minhag of some of the late Rishoni Ashkenaz, which was brought down by the early Acharonim. I mean, it's already, that's an old minhag right now, 500 years ago, more than 500 years ago. But bathing in cold water is only a minhag, and that's what's mutter for tefillas mitzvah. Bathing in hot water is usher al pi din of the Gemara. You're not going to mutter saying it's usher al pi din of the Gemara, so therefore, what should we do with all the mikvos on Friday night? We should make them all cold. Right? That's clearly what the halacha would tell us. Okay? And historically, what happened? Mikvos were always hot Friday night. And that became a big mystery. If you look in the Pesach Chuvas of Dari Beis, he says that the Noda Behuda would warn all of the Balanim that it didn't have to be freezing cold. They should add some hot water to the mikvah on Friday midday so that it would cool off by the time Shabbos started. And when the ladies got their tovel, it would be lukewarm, but it wouldn't be hot. You're allowed to tovel in lukewarm water. You're allowed to bathe in lukewarm water on Shabbos, just not hot water. Okay, so the Noda Behuda says it's for sure usher to make it hot. The problem is all of our mikvos are hot on Friday night, and how do we justify that? So the tshuva of Moshe Feinstein, and by the way, the Gilgamesh Marashah says the same thing. The loyma ma'im cham and kiyim poshrim. Okay, but then he says, after, etc. We'll come back to that in a moment. Okay, so Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, sorry, I didn't write down where it was. He says, of course, it's also to bathe in tovel and hot water on Shabbos. All the mitzvos have to make the water barely lukewarm on Friday night. He says, a lady asked him, she went to the mikveh and it was hot on Friday night, so what should she do? Should she not tovel and go home to her husband without toveling? Moshe says, no, chas v'shalom, you shouldn't go home to your husband without toveling. You've got to be really bad and shalom bias. Rather, minastam, it's not really hot. You were just like too sensitive about it. I'm sure it's only lukewarm and you should tovel. So Rav Moshe says, for sure, that you shouldn't make them hot on Friday night. And if you see that it's hot Friday night, you should assume it's not really hot. And you're just mistaken. Okay, that is a little hard because you go over to all the people who run the mikvahs, and they'll tell you, yeah, of course you have the same temperature Friday night as any other night. So the question is, they're a heter. So already for hundreds of years, poskim have given heterim for toveling in hot water Friday night. L'maisa min Yisrael. I'm sure there's one minhag someplace with some like really strict, litvox, who they make it free, they make it cold for the women to tovel Friday night. But that is, if there is such a mikvah, it's like 0.1%. The minhag Yisrael for hundreds of years has been to keep the mikvah, obviously not the Mechal Shabbos, but what Mechal Shabbos, they start tovel when Shabbos starts, you eat it beforehand, right? They heat the mikvah Friday night, even though it seems to be against the Gemara and against the Nehuda and the Poskim. What is the heter? So there are two different heterim for the fact that we heat the mikvah Friday night. One is quoted by the first Gilgamesh Marshar in R7. Lung by my Khan Kim Poshrim, the Ashram Motorgam Bacham in Mamish, Kigon Shetitvel Bena Shmashos the Shvini Lashmini. The Darshim Shoshvos Logazal Bena Shmashos, says the Gilgamesh Marshar, no problem. They should just normally be tovel after Seisach Kochavim. But on Friday night, they should tovel in Bein HaShmashos. And if you tovel in Bein HaShmashos, then certain Gzeiros D'Rabbanan are mutter in Bein HaShmashos, certainly for mitzvahs and important reasons. And therefore, he assumes that if you tovel Bein HaShmashos, by the way, it's a big kula, and the rest of Siman Kuf Tzadi Zayin. If you tovel Bein HaShmashos Friday night, then it's mutter use hot water. There are some communities, I'm not sure which, but I know that in Washington Heights, this is the minhag of the Yekish community in Washington Heights. The mikvah in Washington Heights was open in Bein HaShmashos for the Yekish women Friday night, and after Tzeis HaKavim for the YU women Friday night. But the minhag of the Yekish was to tovel only in Bein HaShmashos Friday night. Why? To be matur the hot water. Because you can't ask the woman to tovel in cold water. Nowadays, no one wants to tovel in cold water. It's too hard for us nowadays. We're all spoiled. Right? And therefore, you tovel Friday night. What do we nowadays? Gilgamesh Marshah was in Europe. Okay, so that's one option is to tovel Friday night. So what do you do about So there are three minhagim. One minhag is the no de Yehuda, which goes to the Igros Moshe, which is poshrin. You make it lukewarm. Second minhag is the Gilyan Maharsha, which I'm sure there are other communities, but I only know of the Yekish community nowadays, who says you tovel Bein HaShmashos and assume that Gzeiros D'Rabbanan, some of them don't apply during Bein HaShmashos, and therefore you can tovel hot water. That is not minhag Yisrael. The minhag of the Korban Samil, the Harbe Poskim, is that Muteres Lipo Bechamin Achre Seisach Kochavim. You tovel Friday night the normal time after Seisach Kochavim, and it's still mutter tovel in hot water. It's against the Gemara. So the assumption is that the Gemara was not meant to apply to this kind of circumstance. If you look in the Sitz Eliezer, Chilek Vav Simen Chaf, he was asked about this, and he collects with his Bekiyas from all the Achronim, all the different answers they gave over all the generations to why this is Mutter, to justify Minhag Yisrael. And I'll just mention some of them. One of them is that maybe the Gzeirah was only on Rechitzas Rishus, not on a mitzvah. Maybe this Gzeirah, now we know some Gzeirahs on Shabbos are even against mitzvahs, right? You can't climb a tree to get a frisbee. You can't climb a tree to get a shofar or other mitzvah object, right? That's a Mishnah. The Mishnah of Beitza says many things that you're not allowed to do even for a mitzvah. But maybe this Gzeirah was only against this Gzeirah was only for a shos, not for a mitzvah. Or, better yet, because most Gzeirahs are even b'makom mitzvah, maybe it's not a matter of the mitzvah. It's a matter of what kind of action was prohibited. This Gzeirah only prohibited bathing for pleasure. It didn't prohibit bathing for ritual purposes. Okay. Or, give me a second, I'm just going to give three svaras. You can look up more svaras there. A third svar that Korban HaSanel gave, which is very tif, very sharp, he says, they didn't aser women toveling for a simple reason. Women only tovel at what part of Shabbos?
Night.
Which is what part of Shabbos? The very beginning of Shabbos. How could you be mechalel Shabbos to heat water to tovel at the very beginning of Shabbos? You have to heat the water beforehand. So therefore, regular bathing, which you could bathe any time during the day, there were goes there, you might heat the water, someone might be Mechal Shabbos and heat the water. But Tvilas Mitzvah, which only happens the very first minute of Shabbos after Seisach Kochavim, therefore, there couldn't be any Chilul Shabbos involved. Because if you're mechal Shabbos, it won't be ready in time for the women to tovel.
Yeah, but can the bathhouses be open on Friday night?
But the bathhouses could be open on Friday night, but since it's the same kind of bathing, they can't make a difference between the first hour and the other hours. But since it's a different kind of bathing, this kind of bathing, it's a kind of bathing which is only done at the beginning of Shabbos. So basically, they said, some svaras are, this kind of bathing is different. Either A, because it's a mitzvah, or B, because it's not for hana'ah, or C, because it's a type of rechitza only done at the beginning of Shabbos. And that's why I say type of. There are many other svaras. Also, some people say because you're not considered to be heating the water of the mikvah, because the water of the mikvah is only the 40 saw that were never put in a kli, and the water you put in a kli, at least in those days. Nowadays, you've used the mikvah. Okay, nowadays that wouldn't work. Okay, some people say because there's no gzera b'makom rabin, and a lot of women use the mikvah. Well, tricky, a lot of men use the bathhouse in those days. Okay, these are the three best svaras.
What
was
the
makvah? Tzitz Eliezer, chilek vav halacha chaf, brings many svaras. These are the three best, in my humble opinion. And the third one is the Korban Nisanel, who might have been historically the first person to be matzlik the minhag Yisrael. So, okay, Lemaisa, there have been those who were very, very stark and said, when I run the world, I'll tell them to make it cool Friday night and not have to rely on kulas. But it could be that Minhag Yisrael has more wisdom than the stark, inexperienced rabbi here. Because Lemaisa, it's important that the women should have a good experience toveling, and you don't want to turn them off to the mitzvah of mikvah. And therefore, we should keep the Minhag Yisrael and let them heat the mikvahs Friday night and rely on these kulas and not try to be more machmer than the Minhag Yisrael. Okay. Any other questions?
Are there still people that go to the mikvah freezing?
I don't know. I bet there must be somewhere, but I don't know. Not to mention the fact that by now, you know, a lot of Hasidim even go to the hot mikvah Shabbos morning, which is a big, much bigger kula, right? Because A, it's not something done at the beginning of Shabbos, and it's not such a big mitzvah. Right? So, Lemaisa, you know, if half the Hasidim go to the hot mikvah Shabbos morning, then we can certainly let the women go to the hot mikvah Friday night. Okay. Whether the Hasidim should go to the hot mikvah Friday morning, Shabbos morning, or have a cold mikvah, I will leave that to the Hasidish Poskim, and they should follow their minhag.
What's the getter of hot versus
Good question. The getter of hot, there are two different gedarim given by Rav Moshe and the Chazon Ish, but they're probably similar. One is like hot is like normal water you were bathing. Well, lukewarm is water you wouldn't normally bathe in. It's just not freezing. The other getter is hot is that it feels hot. Lukewarm is that it doesn't feel hot, but it doesn't feel cold. Those are probably pretty similar to each other in any case. So, like, if this feels like the right kind of water for a shower or a bath, then that's hot. If it feels like I wouldn't bathe in this water, except because it's Shabbos, so I'm sort of stuck, but it's not as bad as it could be, then that's lukewarm. Okay, continuing in the Ramah. We're at the Ramah by the Dalid letter of the Shach. Uvamakam Shinong Lahakar, Gamimotse Shabbos Lo Titbol, to Miakshay, Eshel, Lipo, Kodon Makay, Marthikin Atvila, A Marthikin Atvila, Min Hachafifa. In a place where the minhag is that, if you were negligent, you can't tovel Friday night, you also can't tovel Motse Shabbos. You also can't tovel Motse Shabbos. Why? Because Matzei Shabbos is also a kula. Why is it a kula to tovel Matzei Shabbos? As we'll see in some Kuf Tzadi Tes. Because Rashi holds that you have to do Chafifa during the day. And you're supposed to do Chafifa, which is cleaning yourself, close to Mikvah. So on Matzei Shabbos, according to Rashi, you can't do Chafifa close to Mikvah. Because you have to do Chafifa during the day, so it has to be Friday afternoon. And therefore, it's called Marchiken Chafifa and Tefillah. You're separating the Chafifa from the Tefillah, because the Chafifa is Friday afternoon, and the Tefillah is Saturday night, and therefore that's not ideal. Since it's not ideal, it's only mutter if you have to, but if you're negligent, then not only can't you tovel Friday night, you can't tovel Saturday night, you have to wait till Sunday night. Chein almona sh'asura litbol tefillah rishonim leil Shabbos, mishum da'asur lovo la'abir rishonim Shabbos, asura litbol gam kein be'motzoi Shabbos. Likewise, an almona who cannot tovel her first tvila, who cannot tovel on Friday night, because an almona is, this is a big chumrah, but we know it's also to do kiddushin on Shabbos, and it's also to do nisuin on Shabbos. It's also to do nisuin on Shabbos because it's like a kinyan. How do you do nisuin? We're used to nisuin being the chuppah. That only works for Basula. How do you do Nisuin for an Almana? For an Almana, for Nisuin, there's Machlokas. Some people say you need Yichud. Some people say you need Bia. We're Machmer, like the opinion that says only Bia is Nisuin for an Almana, which actually might even be any time the Kala is not a Basula. Okay, then you, but Lamaisa, let's not get too into it, because whatever, all right. I'm not necessarily going to interrogate everyone when they come to the mikveh, you know, whether they're basula or not. But lamaisa, if the bride is an almana, or even not a basula stam, just a basula stam, then it could be that there's no chalos nisuin until bia. In which case, bia is the chalos nisuin, and bia is asur on Shabbos. Since bia is asur on Shabbos, she doesn't even go to the mikveh on Friday night, because they shouldn't even do shar krevos, because it might lead to bia, because they're a newly married couple. And therefore, she's ushered a tovel even on Matzah Shabbos, because Matzah Shabbos is also not ideal. V'yesh mekila matirin lipo Matzah Shabbos, hol shlo tovel Shabbos from Shash Isser. Some people say, nah, it's mutter to tovel on Matzah Shabbos, because the reason she didn't tovel on Shabbos was because of a chash of an Isser, meaning it was usher for the tovel on Friday night. Lemaisa, it's a bit of machlokas what the maskana of this Ramah is. Taz says, what's the maskana of the Yishish Makilim? He says, this is only true, the Yishish Makilim are only Makil. Remember, this is the Taz who follows the Trumas Hadeshen. He says, these Yishish Makilim are only Makil if Mikvah night was Friday night, she couldn't tell because of an Isser, so it's not her fault. Mikvah night was Friday night, and she delayed through an onus. She couldn't total the Friday night because of the Isser, so she's allowed to total Motzei Shabbos. However, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes from the Tshuva's Makom Shmuel. If I'm not mistaken, I think the Tshuva's Makom Shmuel is the Rav Shmuel Kandaver, who wrote the Tefer Shmuel on the Rush. If I'm not mistaken. In the Tshuva's Makom Shmuel, who says, no, according to the Yishish Makilim, even if she could have told, even if she, according to the Yishish Makilim, Lemaisa, even someone who's not an Almana, if they didn't tovel Friday night, because of the Isser of toveling Friday night, then they can tovel on Matzah Shabbos, and we're basically Matzah Matzah Shabbos across the board. So this is Machlokes. In the place where the minhag is, or this is my focus. Was the Rambam Mekel in the end says, if be'ones you didn't tovel, on time, you could tovel Matzei Shabbos, which is not a big kula. Or the Rambam saying, no. Even if you're a posheya and you didn't tovel Friday night, you could still tovel Matzei Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan assumes that even if you're a posheya, if you didn't tovel Friday night, you can tovel Matzei Shabbos. But Mike said, we say, even if you're a posheya, you can tovel Friday night, so you don't have to come on to this. Okay, so much for tovling on Shabbos. Now we're ready to move on to some very, very big halacha maisa issues. Could someone volunteer to take the board? Okay. Question is, now we're done with the question of Shabbos. Now we're up to tovling during the day. Okay, the Gemara says, two Isurim. Two different sugis have two different Isurim. One Gemara says, it's Asur to Tovel on the seventh day. Mida Oraisa, it's Mutter to Tovel on the seventh day. Why in three words of Mutter to Tovel on the seventh day, Mida Oraisa? Mixar Yom Kikulo. You need a Kiyam of Sphere 7 days. Mixas of the 7 days kukulo. We pass, remember, we pass like Tosus against Rashi. Night doesn't count for Sphira. So mixas yom kukulo means midoraisa, shikatoval, in the morning of the seventh day, you have to count the mixas of the day. Whenever you need to do something in the day, it should be after sunrise, to be on the safe side, to be the eved as long as after dawn, after alos hashachar. Okay, however, what are the chacham make gzeira? Right? What gzeira did the Chachamim make? In three words, Isaac?
Shematira. Okay.
Help him out? Help him out? Shematira, No, that's not the seventh day. Shemetira Vitistor. What's the problem? This is a funny thing. Put your lumdish hat on. Mitzah Yom Kikulo, counting part of the seventh day is good enough. Mida Oraisa, she can go to the mikvah on the morning of the seventh day and sleep with her husband because she's been yotzei the counting of Shemitah. However, if she bleeds for the rest of the seventh day, Igloy Milson Afreya, she was in Nida the whole time. Counting part of the seventh day is good enough. But the whole seventh day needs to be clean. Blood in the whole seventh day, Limafreya ruins it. It's enough to count part of the seventh day. So, therefore, what's the problem? The problem is this. What if she tovels on the seventh day in the morning, goes home and sleeps with her husband, and then, while it's still the seventh day, sees a drop of blood. Now, Igloy Milson Limafreya, she was a Nida Limafreya, and now she's did an Isser of Bias Nida with her husband. And therefore, that's a problem. Therefore, they made Xera on the seventh day, Shema Tira Vatistor. Here, there's a famous machlokes in the Balamor and everyone else. Even though the Beis Yosef is some Gersos that have the Raifid saying like the Balamor, or maybe there's two different people named Reish Aleph. But simple pshat is that we're talking about the Balamor. Like, the only person we actually have in print saying this is the Balamor. It's a big Gersa issue why he had the Raifid saying this. So, here we have Isser Tvila Biyom Shvi'i. The reason is Shema Tira Vitistor. Tistor means Lamafreya. Because if she bleeds later, Shema Mafreya Beninida. Here there's a machloka between the Balamor and the everyone else in the world. What the Isser is. Says the Raza, the Balamor. No, Muteris, Litbol, Asura. The Shamish. They permitted her to tovel on the seventh day. What could be bad if she tovels on the seventh day? They just forbade her to sleep with her husband on the seventh day. Because then, if she sees blood in Glamil's Mafreya, she's now done an Isser Kares of Nida. That's what the Balamor says. But everyone else disagrees. They say that's not Pashup Shad in the Gemara. They say, sounds could be, but that's not Pashup Shad in the Gemara. All the other Rishonim say, no. Asura Litbol. Gzeira Shema Tishamish V'achar Kach Tiradam. No, they asked her toveling on the seventh day. Why do they ask her toveling on the seventh day? Gzeira, lest she sleep with her husband and then bleed, and Igloy Milson Afreya shall have done an Isser Kares. We paskin, not like the Balamor, like all the other Rishonim. So we pass him like all the Rishonim, that it's a Xera Drabani, not on the seventh day, because she might, if she totals at 10 a.m., she might sleep with her husband at 11 a.m., bleed at 12 noon, and then Igloy Milson Afreya, she was a Nida when she slept with her husband, and that would be a big Avera. Okay, then there's another Xera.
The Svara of the Balamor, it seems like it goes against everything else in Nida.
No, what do you mean? He
like
said
you're allowed to do tefillah. So before, like chiluk benisha is probably permitted.
Okay, but, like, so you'll wait till the night time.
This is like the prime. Don't most people where, like your self control is probably total. Or you think pasuk sal is super pasuk?
Yeah, pasuk sal tonight.
I'm not sure. It's like,
keep in mind, minigolam like, is meila l'shamish b'layla, asr l'shamish b'yom, etc.
It's been like 2 weeks. Okay, yeah, like, you're finally permitted. It's okay. A harder possible.
So the Balamor had more faith in Jews than you do. And Shari Shonim. Okay. There's a second Isser. Isser Litbol Biyom Shmini Bahama. And on. Meaning, what if someone says, I'm not going to tovel on the seventh day. I missed mikvah night. I was sick. I missed mikvah night, right? She was too sick, couldn't go to the mikvah at night. So she'll tovel the next day. That sounds very reasonable. Right? Meaning, for sure there's no problem here. She's finished her Shemini Kiyum. What could be the possible problem of toveling the next day? What's the reason? Srach Bita. Srach Bita means her daughter will follow her. Srach is to follow. Or to stick to, literally. What does it mean? Her daughter sees mommy toveling during the day, and when the daughter goes up and gets married, she's going to tovel On the and what's during the seventh day? She sees mommy tobbling on the eighth or ninth or tenth day. When she goes up, she's going to tobble on the seventh day, and therefore that would be a big problem. Here we have another machlok shein Rav Yonah, Rabbeinu Simcha, and all the other rishonim. Says the Rav Yah and Rabbeinu Simcha, they say no. This gzeira. Hold on a second. And what if the daughter did tovel on the seventh day? What would be so bad? Well, then she might sleep with her husband, and then she might bleed afterwards, and retroactively you'll find that's a lot of zeros. The daughter might grow up and tovel on the seventh day, and then might sleep with her husband, and then she might bleed afterwards. That's a far-out zera. That's not what they meant. They said that this doesn't apply. Now that we have Chumra the Rabbi Zera only for a pure Nida. What do I mean by that? This Gzera only applied in the old days. In the old days, a Nida was just a Nida. What happens if a Nida totals on the seventh day? Remember, there are no Shivan Akiyam, just 7 days of Nida. What happens if a Nida totals on the seventh day? It's worthless, batal mevutal. A Nida doesn't have mitzvah Yom Kekula. Why? Because she's not counting clean days. There's no Sphira. No Sphira for a Nida. There's 7 days of Tumah. Shivas Yom Tiyeh Benidasa. All day long. A Nida doesn't have mitzvah Yom Kekula, and therefore that's a big problem. In the old days, before Chumra Rabbi Zera, if mommy totaled on day eight, the daughter would grow up and tovel on day seven, and she'd be total chayiv koris d'oraisa for the whole month, because her tefillah was worthless. Only for pure nida, who doesn't have mitzvas hayom kekulo. Mitzvas hayom kekulo is only for sfira shiva nikiyah, not for shiva shmei nida. Shiva shmei nida is till the very end of the day. So in those days, it was terrible if the daughter were tovel on the seventh day, so you need this whole gzeira. Nowadays, chumra d'oraisa zeira. The mother tolls on the eighth day, the daughter tolls on the seventh day, the world won't come to an end. No gzeira. However, all the other Rishonim disagreed. Shar Rishonim said, nope. The Isser is Shayach Afilu Bizman Azeh. Oh, what's so terrible? Even if the daughter goes up and tolls on the seventh day. It's only a far-out possibility. Look, it's a far-out possibility the daughter will grow up and tolls on the seventh day. Who says the daughter will make this mistake? And even if the daughter tolls on the seventh day, who says she'll sleep with her husband on the seventh day? And even if she sleeps with her husband on the seventh day, who said she'll bleed later on that day? It's a far-out gzeira. Nonetheless, they made this gzeira. We follow the other Rishonim against the Rav Yah. And the truth is, even though it's a far-out gzeira, they have good riots against the Rav Yah, because all the Gemara that talk about this gzeira seem to be after the time of Rav Zera. So, it's just, historically, they seem to have good riots. Okay, now, what is, yes?
The gzera that she's going to end up dipping on the seventh bowl of the day, right?
Yeah.
But, so two questions. First of all, how often do his daughter see her mother going to the mikvah?
Apparently they assume she did.
Guys, I mean, like...
I don't know nowadays the daughters see their mothers going to the mikvah or not. I've never been a daughter. I am fairly confident the sons don't see their mother going to the mikvah. Yeah. Could be the daughters are more attuned to these things. They've been a yesera. Or they, like, are keyed into womanly things, perhaps. I have no idea. But in the old days, l'chora, the daughter would see, right?
Okay, and also, if the daughter saw it, she saw it 99% of the time her mother's going on the seventh day. Seventh at night, whatever.
Oh, she didn't one know time. What did, what?
It happens one time.
First of all, who says it only happened one time? And second of all, it doesn't matter. She can think when you need to, you can total during the day. You can imagine, even forget about daughters. Nowadays, if we let everyone who wants to total on the eighth day, there doubtless be some people who are very busy at night who have to total the next day during the day. And the mikvahs would always be open and have customers during the day, and someone could easily come to a mistake, even if they're not a daughter. You know, after a while, someone would come to a mistake and think you're total on the seventh day. Not crazy. Okay, now, what we'll see, though, is there are many nafgaminas between the eighth day and the seventh day. Which gzera is more chomer, obviously? Obviously, the seventh day is more chomer. Seventh day is taka, she might end up doing it as her karis. The eighth day is just next generation might end up doing the seventh day, which then might end up leading to something. It's clearly much more kal. And what's the nafgamina
the most famous nafkamina, where we're makel for the eighth day compared to the seventh day. What are the nafkaminas? Yes, but that's not the one that's in the Gemara and in the Rishonim and in the Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara is going to explain. Well, let's see it. Okay, maybe we won't. It says the Mechaber, Gimel, Asur Litbol B'Yom Shvi, Va'afilo Mantenes B'Litbol O'Yo, it's also told on the seventh day. And even if she waits till the eighth day or the ninth day, V'Afilo Mantenes B'Litbol O'Yo Shvi Mi'ot Shi, Eni Chol Litbol O'Yo Mishom Shrach Bita. So you have to put like a semicolon. Asur Litbol B'Yom Shvi, semicolon. Okay, there's a whole discussion in the Torah and the Taz, we won't get into it now. Simple shot, Asur Litbol B'Yom Shvi, semicolon, because of Shevetur of the Tistor. If I feel him, I'm tennis, my lip, yom shmini, yom shi, and yichol lipo, yom, yishom srach, bita. Okay, before, I'm not going to get into the shach here yet. Let us, let us, the shach here has a strange havamina. He says, what if someone just, if Kampa Shemekim messed up their tefillah? They realize they had a chatzitza, they have to go tovel again. He says, in that case, do we have to worry about tzrach bita? Because they tovel during the day? So the Shach said, yes, we have to worry. Meaning, sorry, not they tovel. Is it us who tovel during the day? Yes, they have to tovel at night, tzrach bita. Do they have to count another Shemekim so their daughter doesn't notice them going in less than 7 days? Nah, that we don't worry about. The Xayra is not the Yatshu. Nikiyam just tovel at night. Okay, so even if you tovel once, let's say she toveled on the proper mikvah night, then she realized she messed up the tovel and she didn't tovel properly. She has to go back the next night, not the next day, because of Shrach Bita. Good. Continuing. The Ramah. Okay, Josh is going to win here, because the Ramah comes from the Mechaber. Vakalos atovlos kodem achopa yecholos litbo bayom dalobar nitzlo chasan ad halayla val achar achopa dinen sharnashin. Akala, who tovled before the chuppah, notice, dafka before the chuppah. She can tovel during the day. Why? Why can she tovel during the day? Because there's no problem of, there's clearly no problem with Srach Bita, she doesn't have any daughters, and there's no problem turning to her tister. She's not getting married till nighttime. Right? So, like, the gzera is only on a woman who has a husband. She might sleep with him during the day. If she doesn't have a husband, then we're really not so worried. After the chuppah, a kala is no different than anyone else. She has a husband. The kula is a kala. Without a husband, we can be more mekel. What? No, she doesn't currently have a husband. She doesn't currently have a husband.
They have daughters. So what's the main reason?
The good question. What about the fact they have daughters? That's a good point. Lemaisa, I would still say that since she doesn't have a husband, therefore no one's going to get confused between someone with a husband and without a husband. Here we get a big machlokas between the shach and the other poskim. Says the shach, Sivkat Test, Nira da hainu dafli yudon chakalos eina tolos v'shvi'i v'chein mashma ril sham namayuka agav namakim chakalos tolos v'shvi'i then eini yacholit po l'yom. Says the shach, this kula of a kala. Right? A kala. The kala can only be makel on the tovel on the eighth day. Because that's a very light gzeira. She can't be makel tovel on the seventh day. That's a very chomer gzeira. So, therefore, lefi hashach, muteres litbol, or, let me say this better. One nafkamina is kala. Kala can be tovel on the eighth day. By the way, here's an interesting difference in minhagim. I'm not sure what this minute difference in minhagim comes from. In America, kala is always tovel on the eighth day. What do I mean by the eighth day? I don't mean dafka the eighth day. They might be on the ninth day. They might be on the tenth day. But kalas always do what the shach says, tovel during the day after their shivnikiyam are over. That's the minute in America. Kala's tovel on day 8, 9, 10, something like that. Why do kalas tovel on day in America? Because the Ramah says it's mutter. Why do they dafka do it? Because it's nice for the kalas to tovel during the day. Because that way they have the mikvah to themselves, they have a nice experience, more special. You know, the pure, you know, the pure innocent idealistic kalas what, we're going to send them with the old married ladies who are in a big rush and elbowing past each other and, you know, and have no patience for any of this, do you? You know, all this, it's beautiful and this and that. The married ladies have no patience for any of this beautiful stuff. They want to do what they have to do and go home. And therefore, it's nicer for the kalas to be there, just her and the men, the mikvah lady and her mother or whoever comes. And they'll make it all a very, very nice experience. And then when she becomes an old married lady, she'll realize that you just want to tovo and get home. Okay, that's what they do in America. In Israel, that is not the minhag. In Israel, kalas tovo at night, the same as all the married ladies. What do they do about all the married ladies elbowing past them? So I'm not sure. These Sephardi kalas just bring 80 guests with them and take over the place. Kayadua. You never met a Sephardi? By Sephardi, it's a big deal going to the mikvah before the wedding. They make a big party, invite all the female relatives from both sides. Meaning a Sephardi kala will not tova without her mother-in-law. Ma pitong. If her mother-in-law doesn't come to her tefillah, she'll be terribly insulted. Better, I know someone with a mother-in-law who was stuck in traffic and was very glad to have an excuse, called ahead, said the kala should tova without her because she's stuck in traffic. Says, ma pitong, I'm waiting. And they have a big party, they play music, they serve food, they have 20 people, obviously only women. I don't mean they go in and tova with her. They're in the waiting room. And it's a big deal. They throw candy, when she comes out of the mikveh in her bathrobe, they throw candies at her. It's a big deal. They're smart and know how to do things right. So what do the Ashkenazim do? I don't know. The Sephardim are right. The Ashkenazim, it's intimate, mikvah, whatever, we should keep it very quiet. Sephardim, what do you mean? It's a mitzvah, it's part of the Torah. We should throw candies and play loud music. We're proud to be Jews. Okay, I'm with the Sephardim here. It's always good to be proud of your Jewishness. But in any case, in all seriousness, everyone should follow their own pattern. In any case, in Israel, I've discovered the kalas tovel at night. Okay, why? The Rama says mutter. Maybe it's because in Israel, many of the menhagim were founded by Sephardim, and the Machaber didn't say anything. So it could be that in Israel, they're not influenced by the Rama, so the kalas tovel at night. Even the Ashkenazi kalas. Obviously, if they're stuck, they tovel during the day. I'm saying l'chachila tovel at night. So in Israel, l'chachila kalas tovel at night, and they don't follow this Rama. In America, l'chachila kalas tovel during the day, and they follow this Rama. Okay, but says the Shach, Aser lekala lipol biyom Zion. No, we're not that makel. However, shot of the Rama sounds like we're makel even on the seventh day. What is the Rama's reasoning? Because she doesn't see the chasen till nightfall. What does that mean? And we're not afraid she'll sleep with the chas until nightfall because she's not married him yet. Right? So shot of the Rama sounds like even on the seventh day it's okay. Asha matira v'tistor. What do you mean? She can't have bia on the seventh day and then retroactively ruin it because she doesn't even go to the chasen yet. Their weddings were at night in those days. There were no daytime weddings in those days. Halacha l'maisa, the Maharil sounded, even though the Shach doesn't think so, the Achronim assume the Maharil sounds not the way the Be'er Heitev says. The Emes Dvarf to Muin Velt the Shach says the Shach is Tamua. That's not what anyone said. The Torah Sashlamin says the same thing, Kasav Shach, etc., etc. Dvarf to Muin Lechora, then he tries to answer him up. The Pesach Tshuva says in Sifkat Yod that Dagmar was also may sig on the Shach, and the Panim Eros argued on the Shach, and etc., etc. Basically, all the Achronim argued on the Shach and said Pashtos of the Rama, and most Achronim said that it's not enough Gemina. Muteres af Biyom Zayin. Paskins the Dog Mervava, Halach Lamaisa, what's the Achra? Says the Dog Mervava, according to Pesach Tshuva Yod. He says, Tzarech Ian on the Shach is not Pashup Shach, Pashup Shach is a Mikkel Agarme, because it's not, she's not even Shach to be, she's not married yet. What's the possible Shach? Therefore he says, Bishas Hadchak, Yesh Lahakel. That's the Achra. Lamaisa, we make a compromise. We pass like the dog on Nirvava. Bishas hachak yesh lahakel. And therefore it ends up being an afkamina. On the eighth day, it's mutar l'chachila for the kala to tovel. And that's what everyone does in America. On the seventh day, it's only mutar l'chachila to tovel bishas hachak. What's bishas hachak? Let's say it turns out that mikveh night is the wedding night. Right? The seventh day is the afternoon before her wedding. Then, what's she supposed to do? She can't go to the mikveh on the seventh night, because that's in the middle of her wedding. And therefore, she can tovel on the seventh day, b'shas hadchak. We try to plan it that her shiva nikiyam ends before the wedding night. But b'shas hadchak, if her shiva nikiyam only ends on the wedding night, then b'shas hadchak, she can tovel during the seventh day, which we wouldn't let a normal married woman do, because of this kula, because since she's not married, the gzera doesn't apply. What are the circumstances? B'shas hadchak says, l'gurvava, b'shas hadchak, but you can't have the chuppah till tzeisat kochavim. Because if you have the chuppah while there's the light outside, then the gzera starts applying. Ah, here's the problem. What if you have, what if it's August, and what if it's August, the chuppah's called for 6, 7 o'clock, you can't delay the chuppah until 8:30 till tzeisat kochavim. And b'shas hadchak, you tried to plan properly and they got messed up and she bled when you didn't think she would bleed. And it turns out the seventh day is the day before her wedding. And how's she going to go to the mikvah? The Dag Mervava says, find an excuse, install the chuppah till 8:30 till tzeisat kochavim. However, Ravadia paskins and the Shut Yavia Omer, that if it's a shas hadchak, you can be makel as long as you delay the yichud till after tzeisat kochavim. Especially since the Rambam holds that there's no, it's not called a chuppah until you do yichud. So everybody will assess, if you're stuck, you can rely on Rav Avadya and delay the yichud till tzeisat kochavim. So it's better in this case to delay the chuppah until tzeisat kochavim. But if you can't, or let's say the wedding's called for daytime. Let's say it's an afternoon wedding. Right? Kabbalah's panim 1 o'clock p.m. Chuppah 2 o'clock p.m. And now it's her seventh day. So she can go to the mikvah in the morning. You can't delay the chuppah until after tzeisat kochavim. So what do? You have the chuppah before tzeisat kochavim if you're really stuck like Rav Avadya, and you just delay the yichud till after the whole wedding ends and all the guests go home, then you do the yichud. What? Good question. Can they touch and everything? That is a great question. In that case, it would seem to me that it would be proper to be machmer and not touch.
They're not married until that
night? No. We Ashkenazim hold the Ikra din that the chuppah is called before the yichud. Okay, so if you're stuck with Shasat Chak Yesh L'Hakel, and says the dog Mervava, the Kaimu HaChuppah Achar Tzeisat Kochavim, and says Rav Avadya, and if we're stuck, we rely on whatever we need to rely on when we are stuck. Because it's, you know, a difficult situation.
Practically, well, would you stick a kid in the yichud room? You'd fake lock the door?
Practically, I would stick a kid in the yichud room in that case. Let's say she told that morning in Yom Shvi, and it wasn't tzeisat kochavim yet, I would stick a kid in the yichud room, just like the chuppah's kid. If it was Ashkenazim, it's Friday wedding, it's easier, because there is no yichud room. Until after the wedding anyway. Yeah.
Because the embarrassment of like a kala in that situation, not being able to like hold her fast and handle coming after the chuppah, does that play into this at all?
Right, Eshin is room to your ankle. You know.
Some people don't hold anyways because it's from
Sarkian. You know, Lamais there'd be room to your ankle if necessary. Lamais I think there'd be room to your ankle if necessary. Okay. Sif Dalit! Heicha de'ika ones, kigon she'yirei alipol v'layim achasino pacha ganav v'yozer. When there's an ones, like it's too cold to tovel at night, or she's afraid of thieves at night, or she's so in shari'ir, they close the gates of the city, you can't get to the mikvah at night. By the way, this is something that happens in some place. You have Jews in Ramosha where the Jews lived in a bad neighborhood. It was just dangerous to go out at night. Like, no, you couldn't just go. A woman couldn't just walk out at night to go to the mikvah. It was dangerous to go out at night. It was a bad neighborhood. So what do you do in that case? If it's an ones that you can't tovel at night, you hold it both the shmini both yom. You can tovel on the eighth day. Aval b'shvi lo tivim od yom avgav deika ones. But on the seventh day, you can't tovel od yom even if there's an ones. So here's the second afkamina. B'makom ones. Ones.
She'ena yechola litbo balayla.
So, what if you have an onus that you can't tovel at night?
So, in that case, b'makom ones muteres litbo b'yomches. That's the Gemara.
The Gemara towns where this was the minhag. They're just towns where no one could ever tovel at night. Because of lion, because of thieves, because of robbers or lions or the gates closed.
But that's not a heter, the tovel on the seventh day.
The seventh day is a more serious day, right? Even makom ones, there's no heter, only on the eighth day. So let's say you can't make it to the mikvah at night. That's not a heter to go on the seventh day. However, it is a heter to go on the eighth day. So if you live someplace where you can't access the mikvah at night, it's a heter to go on the eighth day. What's called an ones? The pisrei chose to cut you an aleph, kos nechamud edaniel. Only like the case of the Gemara, where the onus was citywide. Only a citywide onus, not a personal onus. Person-wide onus, nothing's mutter. We don't pass in that way. The Igros Moshe assumes not that way. Rav Kook has a tshuva, says not that way. The later Rechonim assume not that way. It doesn't matter if it's a citywide onus or a private onus. If there's an onus, and you can't tovel at night, then you can tovel during the day. What's an example of onus? So, the Torah Hashlamim here quotes, what if the onus is that people would notice at night? For some reason, her setup, like if she went to the mikvah at night, all her neighbors would notice. So, there is a, he quotes a Shemrama, who is Megel. There is some opinion that is machra in this, but most achronim say, yeah, that's an example of onus, like, everyone finding out would be an onus. If everyone find out if you went at night, then you have a heter not to go during day 7, but to go during day 8. The Gilyan Marsha points out here in the Dibur Maskil Im Avra, he says that it doesn't need to be an onus you can never tovel at night. Even if it's an onus that you can't, that you'd have to delay one night, that's considered onus. What does that mean? Even if you don't onus two nights in a row, let's say you're on an onus you can't tovel the 8th night, then you have to tovel on the 9th night. But let's say you can't tovel the 8th night. We mean the 8th night is before the 8th day. Remember, we're Jews here. Right? Mikvah night is Sunday night. She had an onus, couldn't tovel Sunday night. Then she should tovel Monday night. But if she also has an onus, she can't tovel Monday night, she's allowed to tovel Monday day. She doesn't have to wait for Tuesday night. So even if the onus is afilu onus prati, even if it's one person, unlike the Chumud Daniel, the afilu Im Yechola Litbol Bilel Yud, right? Meaning, Belila Shel Achar Yom Tes. Even if she could wait one extra day in Tovel at night. No, she can still tovel on the 8th day. She doesn't have to wait till the night after the 9th day. Meaning, if mikvah night was Sunday night and she didn't couldn't tovel, she also can't tovel Monday night. She doesn't have to wait for Tuesday night. She can tovel Monday during the day.
But if she can't tovel Monday night,
she
must.
Correct. That's why. If she was only nenas on mikvah night and she can tovel the next night, that doesn't count as an onus. Just wait for the next night. Right? So it has to be an onus of the night after the 8th day. Right? Mokum onus, meaning She'ena yechola litbol bilel tfilasa o bilayla shalachar yom ches. Trying to be very clear here. Right? So she can't tovel the mikvah night, and now it's day ches. And she can't tovel tonight, she can tovel during the day. But she can tovel tonight, wait for tonight.
Is that against the shulchan aruch, or that's like akim to in the shulchan
aruch? No, that's akim to the shulchan aruch. Ega onus, right? Yurei litbo b'layla. Just, he may seem very general, and we're saying, no, even if it's one person for one day.
No, because he says that litbo b'shmim b'onyom, he's allowing you to go to the mikvah on day 8.
Yeah.
That's only if...
You can't go to the mikvah that night. Because if you could go to the mikvah that night, you haven't missed anything. Like, people are mishamish at night anyway. Right? Maybe the husband's at work during the day. You'll ask, what if, weird question, what if the husband's a night watchman, and okay, then maybe it would be mutter. I'm talking normal cases, right? I mean, I'm talking about normal cases. Okay, continuing. Another nafkin is b'di'eved. B'di'eved, if she told us on the eighth day, it counts. Even if it wasn't an onus. She just violated the halacha and told on the eighth day. She could have told at night, but she told on the eighth day anyway for no reason. B'di'eved, it counts. Likewise, on the seventh day, b'di'eved, it counts. But this is a machlokas. The she'iltos is quoted by everyone as being machmir. Here we have a machlokas. Says the she'iltos, b'di'eved, lo olsola. The she'iltos says b'di'eved, it doesn't count on the seventh day, because that's a more chomer gzeira. And all the Rishonim say, b'di'eved al salah. Every Rishon you can think of is quoted as saying that b'di'eved works. So according to Rishonim, it's not enough meaning, only according to the Shiltos, right? These Rishonim go through Rav Yah, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rabbeinu Simcha, the Rabbeinu Yerucham, the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah. Okay, how do we paskin in this? The Mechaber says, "The Chinam Avraham Tavul LeBeShvima Yom Also LaTfila." The Mechaber passes like the Rishonim. However, the Shach in Zivkat Yid Aleph says, "Vabach Pasuk LaHachmir K'Mahar Real Vagos My Money's Vagos Shari Dura V'Shem Maharam." No, the Maharam in Wurttemberg was Machmir, and the Maharil was Machmir. Two Rishonim were Machmir like the Shultos. The Tov LaHachmir Heicha De Efshar. So, first of all, we should add, it's not fair. It's like the Shiltos and the Maharam in Wurttemberg and the Maharil against all the other Rishonim. Okay, the Bach is Machmir. And the Shach says, Tov lahachmir heicha de efshar, it's good to be Machmir if possible. However, halacha. What?
When he's talking about a b'di'eved case, it doesn't mean so much to say.
No, b'di'eved, she already told him the seventh day, but she can go back. So she can go back at night. Mm-hmm. What if she can go back at night? Right?
The whole case just sounds b'di'eved. So to say that really, let's go again, like, just sounds like it's repetitive in the context of this case.
What if she did it by accident?
No, what if she was ignorant to the halacha? She thought it was okay to go during the day. She lost track of time, whatever she told during the day. So, questions we say, okay, but the evidence is fine. She could go back at night, right? Then we said the Shach says, Tov lahachmir heicha de efshar. Lemaisa, most of the later achronim paskins like the Mechaber in the Pesachei Tshuva. We have the Chamud Daniel who says it's a suffix, then there's no need to be machmir. Lamaisa, most poskim were makel on this, and the Rav Avadya and Rav Moshe are makel on this. Lamaisa says the Shach told lahachmir. Heicha de efshar. Okay, it's a nice chumer to be machmir if you can, but be'ikar we hold like the machaber, like Rav Rishonim, that b'di'eved works out, so it's not enough kamina, but it's still enough kamina that there's room to be machmir. You know, certainly if you can easily be machmir, it's a nice thing to be machmir on the seventh day. Well, on the eighth day, there's no half kamina to be machmir at all.
On this one, too, Shaila, mikvahs usually open.
No, mikvahs aren't usually open during the day, so like it's unlikely someone would like accidentally tovel during the day or whatever, because nowadays, if you want to go to the mikvah during the day, you need like a special heter from the rav in the mikvah. We'll get that. Meaning, I want to go to the mikvah at 10 in the morning. Meaning, the mikvah's not going to open for me at 10 in the morning. Unless I get a special heter from the rav, because I call the rav in paskins out of special circumstances. Normally, I'm just letting anyone say, oh, I want to tell them during the day, it's mutter for me. You have to get a special heter from the rav. So, it usually wouldn't come up so much. Ends the Ramal Mikol Makom L'Chashamash Filu B'Shmini Ad Halayla Matasit Filos Mibayla Ad Halayla. Says the Ramal, even though b'di'eved it's okay if you tovel on the eighth day, but she shouldn't be mishamish on the eighth day, meaning she should at least not take advantage of the tefillah. She shouldn't be mishamish, and she should hide the tefillah from her husband, obviously means if possible. Right?
even though we say all solah, but lo tishamesh, she shouldn't be mishamesh, v'tastir tfilasa mibayla, obviously, that means if possible. I mean, she shouldn't be mishamesh on the eighth day, she shouldn't take advantage of what she did wrong, it's b'diavad okay, but she still wait till the night for tashrish, and if her husband doesn't know she tovel, she shouldn't even tell him.
Why don't we give that Isa it's time for her toveling on the seventh day?
Because that's only on the eighth day and only b'diavad. Oh, you mean if someone told b'diavad on the seventh day, then also, according to...
Well, I guess someone could tovel on the seventh day.
But not tell their husband, because it's a gzeira that they might be mishamish. You're being the balamar, saying she can tovel as long as she's not mishamish. No, there's a gzeira she might be mishamish. Oh, she won't tell her husband, but she might tell her husband. Right? Maybe she'll have a tithe and tell her husband to be mishamish and say it's fine, I already tovelled.
B'diavad, we'd say this would work for the seventh day.
Yeah, but yeah, but we can make on the seventh day also, correct. Now, we haven't gotten to the big modern-day halachic issue, which is not explicit in the Shulchan Aruch, fascinatingly enough, but only found in the discussion of the Shachs of Kut and Vav and lots of other Achronim. And the Piskei Chubus, we've got Tess, etc. That is what's called the famous Machlokas between the Talmud Rashbam, what's called night, what's called day. Basically, what have we said so far? There's basically no heter total during the seventh day, right? A tal of a shas of chakin total on the seventh day, but makom ones you can't total on the seventh day. Even in the end, some people say so. Let's say someone says, "I'm ones, I can't go to the mikvah on my mikvah night." So what should you do? Tough luck, you can't total on the seventh day, right? Nothing to do. There's no heter total on the seventh day. However, Rabbi Tam throws a monkey wrench into this isser. You know, Tom says, what do we call tovling the day, what do we call tovling at night? So, you know, Tom says, it doesn't matter when she tovels, it matters when she gets home from the mikvah. Doesn't matter when she tovels, it matters when she gets home from the mikvah. That is Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam says, even if she tovels during the day, if she gets home at night, then what's the gzeira? What do you mean? She might be mishamish. She can't be mishamish with her husband until she gets home, right? She can't be mishamish with, even with modern technology. She can't be mishamish with her husband if they're not in the same room. I don't know what it'll be in 20 years, but as of now, right? So therefore, not only that, she can't teleport home either, right? It takes her time to get home. If the mikvah is an hour away, and Rabbi Tam says she can tovel an hour before Tesach of Chafin, because by the time she gets home, there's no gzeira. That's a nice Kiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. And he says, that's not called tovling during the day, which is all these are. That's called tovling at night. So, yes?
We extend that if she knows that her husband doesn't come home anymore. So,
maybe. Let's get to it. So, this is the tremendous machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam. And the truth is, even within the Rashbam, there are two opinions. So, what counts as toveling at night? So there are three opinions. Says the Rashbam, according to the Bach, Al Pi Loshon HaMordechai, the Shach quotes this Bach, says she has to leave home after Tzeisach Kol Chavir. Oh, that's a big chumrah. It's not enough to tovel. She has to leave her house after Tzeisach Kol Chavir, so her daughter doesn't get confused and knows that there's no tefillah during the day. She has to leave home at night. That's a big... No one holds pasuk that way. That's a big chumrah. Says the pshat of the Rashbam. Rashbam lefi rov poskim al pi harash. Says, no, this is the pasuk shot. She has to tovel after Tzeisach Kol Chavir. That's the pashim shot. But then there's the big kula of Rabbeinu Tam. Says Rabbeinu Tam, no, she has to get home after Tzeisach Kol Chavir. That's a big kula. If she lives 2 hour drive from the mikvah, she can tovel 2 hours before Tzeisach Kol Chavir. By the time she gets home, it'll be Tzeisach Kol Chavir, and therefore there's no gzeira. So what moment has to be at night? According to the very machmer minority version of Rashbam, leaving home to the mikvah, just to make very clear,
according to the mainstream shot of the Rashbam, the actual toveling, which makes the most sense, like they were talking about toveling, which is the halachic thing you do. And that's the halachic halos. And according to Meir Tam, getting home. Okay, that, you see already, that's a big kula. The people who use it, they're stuck. The Makom Onus, there's no heter to tovel on the seventh day. But according to Meir Tam, I won't tovel on the seventh day. I'll get home at night. And if you get home at night, that counts as toveling at night. That is a very useful kula, that remaining time. Okay, so how do we paskin? So, first of all, there's a lot of... Okay, before we get to... we'll see, it's a bit of a stretch, but let's see how we paskin. So, the Bach and the Shach paskin like the Rashbam... The Bach and the Shach, Paskin like the Rashbam. And the Smag also Paskin like the Rashbam.
Being home or the toveling after
two? So what the Shach says is that he thinks Lamaisa, leaving home is only if like you don't like do any preparations in the mikvah, but if you do preparations in the mikvah, everyone would be makom. So Lamaisa, the Bach Paskin this way. But the Shach says, nowadays, when you have to like spend time at the mikvah, so he thinks even the Bach would be mako. Because like, if you're going straight to Tovel, then you should leave home after tzeis. But if it's a whole inyan at the mikvah, then you can leave home before tzeis, because everyone knows it takes a long time at the mikvah. And that's most poskim. What?
Meaning Gadar specifically.
Yes, correct. So, the Shach says... that nowadays, bizman hazeh, that you spend time in the mikvah. Nowadays, people just, like in the old days, a mikvah was just a hole in the ground. They went tovel and came home. Nowadays, you go to the mikvah, either you do preparation at the mikvah, or you do a little preparation at the mikvah, you wait online at the mikvah. Since everyone knows it takes a long time at the mikvah, then we wouldn't be so macher. So, Lamaik said no one's going to pass me this way. Yes?
This whole discussion assumed that women aren't going out for other purposes?
No, that the daughter can use her being a saver to tell why her mother's going out.
Yeah, but nowadays people work, and nowadays women shop, and nowadays women just...
No, when you go to the mikvah, you go to the mikvah. No one goes to Rami Levi on the way to the mikvah. When you go to the... If your daughter knows you're going to the mikvah, she knows you're going to the mikvah. She doesn't think you're going to Rami Levi and then the mikvah. I don't know if
it's
that
not answers. Like a chiddush to go out.
No, but they know you're going to the mikvah.
That's the point of the Gzeirah.
What? Maybe the daughter could tell that her mother's going to the mikvah. Remember, the daughter is being a Gzeirah. She can tell. Right? Or maybe she can't. I don't know. But let's assume she can. Yeah, when the mother goes to the mikvah, it's different than if she goes out stam. Yeah, she's whatever. Yeah, you can tell. If you have being a Gzeirah, you can tell that she's going to the mikvah. What? No, makeup. You can tell. Okay. Unless you're like real Jewish, so you don't wear makeup most days. Right? Okay. What? Anyway. And then you can tell freshly shaved head. That wasn't fun. That was just practical. Okay. Lemaisa. Okay. Lemaisa, what does this mean? How about this Rebbeinu Tam? Does anyone pass like Rebbeinu Tam? So says the Pesachei Tshuva, the name of the Sidrei Tara, and some cotton tests. B'mokom bittel ona litbo b'liom zayin lo tovel veisa ad shetech shach. That if you wouldn't be able to tovel at night, you can rely on Rebbeinu Tam. The Shach doesn't like it. The Bach doesn't like it. No one lechatchila relies on Rebbeinu Tam. Lemaisa, no one relies on Rebbeinu Tam lechatchila. No one says, astam, you can tovel and just get home after tzeis. No, in every mikvah lechatchila, you can't put your pinky toe in the water until tzeis ha-kochavim came. Now, there are different sheets that tzeis ha-kochavim, okay, you don't think machra, the most machra tzeis ha-kochavim in the world. Most mikvahs are, they're different. Sometimes on a Friday night, they're only makbid the grot seisa kochavim 13 and a half minutes, or they're often makbid the seisa kochavim we use from Arif here, we use from Arif of Shechter and Wayu also, of the Balatani seisa kochavim of 20 to 25 minutes. Maybe some mikvahs, some mikvahs are more makbid, I don't know, but they're all makbid until the seis. You don't think makbid for like those covered seis in the world, because after all, there's lots to be some mikvah. There is this remainder of time. But we're all makbid until the seis. However, says no one's machmer l'chachila like Rebbe Tam. Everyone agrees the ikar din l'chachila is like the Rashbam. But what about if it's impossible? And I understand that that's subjective to tovel at night. What if it's impossible to tovel at night? Then can we rely on Rebbe Tam? So this is a big machlokas. This is a big machlokas. What's the big machlokas? The Bach says, yeah, you know what? If it's impossible to tovel for 3 days, you can rely on Rebbeinu Tam. If you wouldn't be able to tovel for 3 days, then it's such a shas al chak, you can rely on Rebbeinu Tam. Says the Bach, rak im eina yachola litvol v'meshech gimel yomim. And this is the psak of Rabbi Willig. Rabbi Willig says, only if you can't tovel for 3 days. Rabbi Willig says, nope, you can't be too makeable with these things. You can't be makeable more than the Bach, because then people take advantage. And therefore, only if it would be 3 days. Otherwise, deal with it. However, the Sidrei Tara quoted in the Pesachim Chumzikon test here, and Rav Moshe, he took this heter very, 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 very far. And the Chasam Sofer also in this Pesachim Tshuva said the same thing. Says the Sidrei Tara, and the Chasam Sofer and the Igros Moshe in a few places. One of them would be Chelek Gimel Siman Sadach, Chelek 3 Siman 60 in the Igros Moshe. It has big coolas about this. Again, if you look up the Igros Moshe, no one follows the Igros Moshe. He's too makeable about this. I'm too makeable. Who am I? There's me in the opinion of the mainstream Orthodox world. But Lamaisa, they all say, of course, l'chachila, we don't rely on Rebbeinu Tam. But mutter im eina yechola litbol be Lailaza. If she can't tovel that night, then she can rely on Rebbeinu Tam and tovel a time drop earlier. Oh, there's no heter tefila during the day, makom ones. No, it's not the word not tefila during the day. It's that we're being so much harming in time, who says this is called night, totaling at night. And Tom says, if you get home at night, it's called totaling at night. No one's matter totaling during the day. We're just matter totaling during the day in the Rebbeinu Tam way at the end of the day, which Rebbeinu Tam calls the equivalent of totaling at night. So, halacha l'maisa, by Rebbe Rebbe Willig is machmer like the Bach on this. Most Rabbanim that we know and most poskim that we know are Meka, like Rav Moshe, like the Sidrei Tara, the Chasam Sofer, and say if for one night we couldn't tovel, we can be Meka based on Rebbeinu Tam. Now, this is a Chiddush. Why is this a Chiddush? This is a triple Chiddush. Why is it a triple Chiddush? A, they're making like Rebbeinu Tam against the Rashbam. B, the Beis Yosef and Bach argued whether Rebbeinu Tam was Mekel during daylight or only in Bein HaShemashos. Right? So this is a big Chiddush. Why is this a big Kula? Big Kula. A, like Rebbeinu Tam versus Rashbam. B, like the Beis Yosef, who says even before Shkia, versus the Bach, who says Rebbeinu Tam Hikel Rak Bebein HaShemashos. Right, Bein HaShemashos is not such a useful kula. So the Bach says even Rebbeinu Tam is only Mikel Bein HaShemashos, so forget it. And C, like the Rov Achronim based on Tosfos, against the Shach based on the Torah, like the Sidrei Tara Virov Poskin Alpi Tosfos, who say Rebbeinu Tam Hikel Af Biyom Zayin,
versus the Shach al Pitor, who say that Rabbeinu Tam was only Mekel on the eighth day. So some people say he was only Mekel on the eighth day. Some people say he was Mekel on the seventh day, but only Ben Ashvashos. And the Rashban doesn't believe in the Kula at all. We are willing to have a triple Kula. A, will we make it like Rabbeinu Tam? We'll assume Rabbeinu Tam was Mekel even before sunset. And we'll assume he was Mekel even the seventh day, not just the eighth day. Okay. Are we willing to do all those kulas? I mean, the Sukkah Tower knows he's doing all those kulas. He knows the Sukkah. Are we willing to do all these three kulas just to save one night of the husband and wife being together? So most poskim say yes, we're willing to do all these kulas to save one night of the husband and wife being together. However, in deference to the fact that this is a big kula, and to the Bach, and to my great Rebbe Rebbe Willig, we should be reluctant to allow this heter. Because it's a big kula, and it's a big kula, and we don't want it to become a regular practice and people make a big deal of it. Therefore, if let's say it's a couple who are not always machmir to tovel on time, then you don't have to run to be mako. If it's a couple who they could tovel at night on the mikvah night, it's just not so convenient for them. But if they're willing to shriach themselves, they could, then he shouldn't be mako. But if it's people who are really machmir to tovel on the right day, and who it's mamish impossible for them to tovel that night, for whatever reason, then most poskim would let you be mako based on Rabbeinu Tam. How mako? Here's a tricky part that some sofer says. I don't know. She has to tovel in a way that she would get home after tzeis. It's not good enough. Like, if it's an hour away, she has to go 1 hour before tzeis. It's not good enough to say, I'll tovel and then I'll just go to the wait in the supermarket or wait in the library till tzeis. L'maisa, when we're mekel b'shas ha'chak, we're making more than mechsam sofer based on the Igros Moshe. We're mekel as long as she doesn't get to the same place as her husband till after tzeis. So l'maisa, even if she goes to the library afterwards and then comes home after tzeis, if we're stuck with mekel, or this happens a lot, what if you're someplace where the mikveh is not within walking distance? The mikveh is not within walking distance. They have this now in Efrat, in the new neighborhood of Efrat. The mikveh is far away. Okay, maybe they should move Mizdaris and built a mikveh right away, but it's not every person's fault that the tzibur wasn't Mizdaris. Or sometimes you have this in the country. In the country, the mikveh is in Monticello, I think, and like no mikveh in the Vacation Village, I think. So let's just make it up, right? No mikveh in your bungalow, Colin. You have to drive. So what do you do for mikveh on Friday night? So l'maisa, we're mekel based on Ramosha, based on that little more than some sofer. You can't say she should only tovel with enough time to drive and get home after tzeis. This Friday night, she can't drive and get home after tzeis. It's Shabbos. So l'maisa, we're mekel if she tovels with time to make sure there's no chash and chol Shabbos, and get home safely without any chash and last minute chol Shabbos. And her husband goes to shul before she gets home. So even though she gets home before tzeis, but it doesn't count as home because her husband's in shul, well, maisa, when we're stuck, we're mako. In these cases, as long as they're not in the same place. Where Moshe is even more mako than that, he's mako even if they are in the same place, if it's not a makom tashmish. That's, not so pasha to be mako. Unless you're really desperate. But l'maisa, if you're really stuck, you should not be mekel, generously, but you can be mekel stingily. That if they can't go to mekel that night, even though it would only miss one night, you can lie on Rabbeinu Tam, and even rely on Rabbeinu Tam's mekel on the seventh day, and even while the sun is still out, and even more than the chasam sofer, even if she could get home before tzeis, as long as she can't be in the same room, or the same building, let's say, as her husband before tzeis, then there's room to be mekel.
And that's that's like a real, you can't get home. Like a 40-minute walk you should be doing if you can.
It depends. Some people can, some people can't. Right? I actually had this conversation recently, someone from the new neighborhood of Efrat, and I said, well, it's a 40-minute walk. Why don't you do the walk if you're healthy? Not everyone's healthy. Not everyone can do a 40-minute walk. If you can do a 40-minute walk, then Baruch Hashem, you should. You should add that into your kavana and berkas hashachar nechem tzadik gavur, that you're healthy enough to do a 40-minute walk. And someone told me, yeah, of course you can do the 40-minute walk in Efrat, but there are wild animals on the way. They might attack you. Okay,
guess. I don't know. I'm not telling anyone to get attacked by wild animals. If you're afraid of wild animals, then I'm not taking responsibility to tell you to brave the wild animals. So yeah, you have to know the situation.
No,
if you can make a 40-minute walk and you're a healthy person, then you should make a 40-minute walk. Oh, it's a pain in the whatever. Okay, so you're not Mako. If it can be a pain and you can total at night, we're not Mako. Only if it's impossible. Where did you draw the line between a pain and impossible? Okay, you have to use your judgment. What if it's my cousin's wedding? Then too bad. Figure out a way to total at night and don't give me these things. What if I'm going someplace for Shabbos and whatever and I can't total Friday night? Then try to change your Shabbos plans. Sometimes you can't. What if you're really stuck? What if my sister's wedding? Then maybe if you live in New York City, find a mikveh that's open at 2 a.m. after the wedding. Or you tell you, it can be open at midnight. You could leave the wedding at 11:30. No one will die. But you have to know the circumstances.
Which kula would we preferably use?
Great. Last point. The Chasam Sofer right here. That was the last point I wanted to say is, what about the following case? And the answer will be, neither both. Last point. What about the following case? Everyone ready? Everyone, here's the case. Ready for the case? She gets her period on Monday. She's clean on Thursday. She can't tovel next Friday night. Was that your question, Jacob? What kula is better? To wait 5 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, do a hefsek on Friday afternoon, and then rely on Rabbeinu Tam next Friday night? Or to do a hefsek Thursday afternoon and not keep the fifth day and go and avoid relying on Rabbeinu Tam? Says the Chasam Sofer, what should you do in this case? Which actually makes perfect sense. He said, you should not rely on either kula, only a tzeruf of both. What does he say you should do? The Psak says the Chasam Sofer, and this is what we follow. In this case, what you should do? You should do hefsek on Thursday and Friday and tovel right before Shabbos. Meaning, you should not have to rely on either kula, only both together. What do I have to Thursday and Friday? Therefore, if you rely on the Thursday hefsek, you've toveled on day 8. But Makabonis, you're allowed to tovel on day 8. And if you rely on Rabbeinu Tam, then you've done the 5 days and on a Friday hefsek. So that's better. It's like a snake. Like, you haven't really skipped the fifth day. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, you've kept the fifth day and then tovled on Friday night. And you haven't really relied on Rabbeinu Tam because if you count the fourth day, then it was Yom Shmini. And that way, you minimize the clues you have to rely on. So if you're clean on Thursday, not everyone's clean on Thursday. Many women's period lasts longer than that. But if you're clean on Thursday, says the Chasam Sofer, and this is what we follow, in a case where you're clean on Thursday, then, and you ask the rabbi to shayla a week in advance. If she's clean on Thursday, but didn't ask a week in advance, she wouldn't have known to do this. But if a woman says, I just got my period Monday, and I know next Friday night I'm not going to be able to tovel at night because it's my sister Sheva Brachas, the family's away to a hotel, and there's no mikvah, or everyone's there, and there's no way I can pull it off, and whatever. Maybe you can, maybe you can't, I don't know. It's the Seder night, there's no way I can pull it off. It's my sister's wedding, not on Friday, whatever it may be, then, and there's no way I can pull it off, then what do you tell her in that case? You tell her in that case to do a hefsek on the fourth day and the fifth day, and rely on the remainder of time, and that way you minimize the kulas you need to rely on, because you're not actually using any kula fully. You're only using remainder of time's kula if you kept the fifth day, and you're only relying on the fourth day if you don't hold like remainder of time. And therefore, that's the best way to minimize the kulas you have to do. That's the Chasam Sofer right here. And that is how we pass it. We'll have to pick up Mirzur Shem next time with Simon Kuf Tzadi Ches. You'll get the second word?
Yes.
Isaac got the first.
Do you mind WhatsApping it to me?
I would not.
Did you stop the recording?